we'd like to bring in a panel of guests, Dana Peterson, the Conference Board Chief Economist, and Jeanette Garrity, Robertson Stephens Wealth Management Chief Economist. Thank you, ladies, both for being here today. I want to start with you, Dana, and just get your perspective on what you think of the decision that came down. It was fairly hawkish, but markets sort of liking what they see. So how much of this has already been baked in, do you think?
I think a lot of this has already been baked in. Certainly when you look at OIS, Fed Fund futures, markets were already anticipating 3 rate hikes for next year. And the Fed really delivered in terms of the dot plot moving higher. And certainly, I think what's maybe keeping markets a little bit calm is that the Fed isn't looking for 10 or 12 rate hikes over the course of the next few years. It's still 8. And still, even if we have 3 hikes next year, we're going to have interest rates that are well below the averages that we saw decades ago. And even with 8 hikes, we'd still only be about 2%. So I think with all that, markets are probably taking into account the fact that inflation has been very high. Meanwhile, the labor market has been healing and the Fed really does need to act. And this ripping the Band-Aid off, so to speak, was very important to do today.
Hey, Dana, it's good to see you. It's good to see you too, Jeanette. Let me throw this question to Jeanette. As investors, as consumers, what's going to change in our lives over the next 6 months? Is it going to be mortgage rates? Is it going to be, you know, credit card rates? Where are we going to feel whatever's about to happen?
Well, it's interesting you cite rates, right? Because that's going to hang on when the Fed decides to start actually raising short-term rates. And then one would expect over time that all those rates would move up together. But I don't think much is really going to change in 6 months, which is why Fed policy mavens always know it takes 9 to 12 months for any policy action to feed its way into the economy. So not much in 6 months. I think this is very much a story about the second half of 2022, actually. And I agree with the comments beforehand that the good news about this press release is that this is what everybody was thinking. And was sort of baked in, but you notice that the market is now coming off where it was in kind of a relief. I got to wonder if the first reaction being way up was, we knew this, but now it's done. Good. We can go do the holiday parties. And now half an hour later, people are thinking about exactly what 3 rate hikes mean. It is a very hawkish press release. Absolutely think it needed to be done. Absolutely. But it's hawkish.
And Dana, we were talking with Michael Gapin of Barclays just a few minutes ago, and he said his belief was that the market is reacting positive to this. We have stocks up right now off of the announcement because maybe the terminal rate, the total number of rate hikes, looks like it's only going to be 8. That's what the FOMC members are expecting now. I'm just wondering, do you agree with this, or how are you viewing the summary of economic projections data that we got today?
Sure. I think certainly, again, markets are looking at the number of hikes and seeing that it's not different relative to the prior SEP, even though they're accelerated. And I think, you know, the big concern is if we continue to have elevated inflation, what's it going to do to economic growth? Now, we noticed that the Fed did raise its expectations for growth next year and then lowered them a little bit for 2023. So they're anticipating that their actions are going to dampen growth, certainly in 2023. But still in all, that's pretty much the average where we were before the pandemic. We were growing around 2.25%. So the Fed's actions still suggest that we're going to have very robust growth. The labor market's probably going to continue to tighten. We're probably going to continue to have labor shortages that are going to feed into wages and consequently consumer inflation. So it makes sense that the Fed is doing this. And I think markets are starting to absorb the benefits of the Fed deploying less accommodation in terms of monetary policy.
And Jeanette, I want to ask you, the wild card in all of this would be, you know, if we get any insight into the balance sheet, it's currently at $8.7 trillion. It was $4 trillion before the pandemic. When does that likely get reduced? Do you think we hear anything from that? Because obviously he's going to be asked that question.
I think he's going to be asked that question, but I would be surprised if he really talks much about it. I think the big storyline, and he's going to stick to it, is the taper and the interest rate movement. Remember, in previous press conferences, he hasn't even touched the issue of interest rates. He's avoided it like a plague. So now he's going to talk about it. That's going to suck all the air out of the room. And by the way, I want to call attention to in the summary of economic projections, the most interesting number to me is the long-term outlook for 2024 and beyond. The signal is 1.8 to 2% GDP growth. That tells me that the Fed is thinking in terms of a very different labor force, population growth and labor force growth than they were anticipating 2 years ago or three.
This one's for Dana, because so much of what your employers do is based on consumer sentiment. How are the average men and women hearing what we're talking about going to feel going forward? It's not really going to impact any of that, is it?
Well, it depends on who you are. If you're looking to buy a home, you're probably shaking your boots right now because you know that mortgage rates are going to rise, and the mortgage rates are going to rise much more quickly than inflation is going to fall off. And certainly, I think that, you know, the average person will probably feel internally that it's great that someone's listening to us, that they understand our plight, that we are seeing an erosion of our purchasing power, the rising prices for everything from food to shelter to energy and even, you know, discretionary items. It's really harming us. And so I think the signaling will be positive. However, they probably won't feel it for some time.